Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jemiah. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Betty McClellan, and I have a charge on my bank account of $59 and something that I did not authorize.
Okay, I would definitely have to take a look at it. May I have your zip code, please?
69025.
Okay, what was the first and last name, ma'am?
Betty, and the last name is M as in Mary, C C L E L L E N.
Okay. All right, and can I get you to verify that mailing address for security purposes for me?
P.O. Box 185, Curtis, Nebraska, 69025.
Okay. Okay, so now take a look here. It shows that on yesterday you took a survey where it offered a chance to win a Dyson vacuum, iPad, or a tablet. Are you familiar with that?
Nope.
Okay, well, yeah, that's how we got your information because it had to be inputted. It shows where they charged you for something called a meal app plan, and that's basically just an app that helps to cut sugar and carb cravings, and it has recipe guides. It explains when you take the survey and you enter for a chance to win one of those products, that is going to enroll you in that app. So do you think someone could have used your information without your permission?
Yes, that's what I think that is, because I don't recall any of that.
Okay, because yes, it shows that this was done yesterday around 4:10 p.m.
No, I was at work.
Okay, so do you think anyone in your home would have done it?
I don't think so. Because, I mean, I was at work and I had my phone at work with me. But I work in a nursing home, so I never have it on me. It's in my locker, so I don't know how it would have got done.
Yeah, I'm not aware as well. We just, you know, give the information because the information has to be input. This is not something where we just access your information or anything like that. Like, we actually have the email at BettyMcClellan@gmail.com. We have the 308-367-7211 phone number.
No, that's my cell phone.
Yeah, we don't have access. So that's where the charge came from. Now, if you wanted to try it out, I could have discounted it for $20 off.
No, I just want it canceled. I want the 59-something credited back.
Okay, so I would have to take a look and see what refund options are available. Okay, so when I take a look at the account, it's showing that it is offering a 75% refund of that charge.
Okay.
And I can, give me just a moment. So that would be the $44.92. So I'm going to put the refund in for the $44.92. It should show back up in your account within the same day. Sometimes within 3 to 5 days, sometimes it can show back up within the next day or the same day. It just depends on your bank. So okay. I'm going to get it canceled. I'm going to get you a cancellation number for this. And then I'm going to put the refund in as well.
Okay.
Hold one moment. Okay, ma'am. Are you there, ma'am?
Hold on.
Yes, ma'am. So
yeah,
I have gotten it canceled for you, and I got that refund put in. Again, it could take 3 to 5 business days to show up in the account, and I can give you the cancellation number.
Okay.
It's going to be C as in cancel, 920. 488-995.
Okay.
All right, and I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Oh, bye.
Bye.